Do you help people through the process of the law?
So, well, it depends on how you define help. We can't give legal advice. So okay. If you were to come in and ask me a question, I can't say to you, based on what you're telling me, this is what you should do.
Because that's a lawyer's job, right?
Correct. Right. But what I can tell you, if you come in, like one of the most common things we get people coming in for is they want to change their name. Sounds a little strange, but we get a lot of people that come in, I want to change my name. So what we can do is we can say, okay, so this is how the process works. So if I want to change my name from Renee to Samantha, then here's the set of forms I need to fill out. Here's what information goes in each of the boxes. This is what the form is asking. And then I can tell someone, okay, this is how many copies you need. These are your next steps, and kind of help them through that process. So it really just depends on, I mean, and that's a simplified question that we get. We get pretty complex questions. And so the level of assistance we can provide varies. You know, we are a library. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, we still have print resources. So part of what we do is trying to guide people into books they might be able to read that would walk them through the steps that they need to take, or help them understand if that's the proper avenue for them to follow.
Let me ask you this. Do inmates or prisoners, are they linked to law libraries to get information that way?
Not our specific law library. Mm-hmm. In the state of California, anyone who's incarcerated in a state prison, mm-hmm. that state prison should have a law library, but that some have limited access. But okay. The state prison system has a contract actually with Sacramento County Public Law Library. So any request that an inmate would make would get sent there. They would fulfill that request. So on the local level, the local jail has a contract with another information provider that will do the same thing. Currently, we get a lot of letters from Arizona. So we will provide information to them within certain parameters.
Okay, interesting. And they usually want to do that because they're not getting that information in their law library where they're incarcerated.
Correct, okay, yes. They're either restricted by hours, or sometimes the library may not have the materials that they need.
Well, and Nick asked you a good question about if you're involved more in helping or in information. Mm-hmm. And in your other job as a self-represented litigant coordinator, how much help can you give there?
So, yeah, a little bit more. In Santa Cruz County, we have a self-help center located at the courthouse in Watsonville. Mm-hmm. So the self-help center is there to help people with certain legal subjects. So most of the time, they're helping people with family law issues, so divorce, child custody. They help with name changes. They help with restraining orders. They have a whole list of, I guess, subject areas they can help people with.
Right.
Sometimes people need assistance that kind of fall outside of those subject areas, and maybe they've filed something with the court, but it's not the correct format, or they're missing something, or they're having a hard time understanding what the court's trying to tell them. Because often when you file paperwork, it goes to a clerk, and mm-hmm. the clerk's going to process that paperwork. And sometimes people are missing things, and so the clerk will call and say, you need to do X, Y, or Z. And some people have challenges understanding exactly what the clerk is wanting them to do. So a lot of times those will get referred to me, and that will be under my self-represented litigant hat. So I can do more than I would do if someone just walked into the law library. So then I'll usually reach out to them by phone or email, whatever their preferred method of communication is, and try to give them a little more guidance. But again, we're never going to overstep and give any type of legal advice. It's just, we might lend a little more of a helping hand, contact them directly.
You're helping them supply the missing pieces that they need to handle it on their own.
Correct. Because really, I mean, what our job is essentially, whether it's law library or with my self-represented litigant role on, is to help people navigate the court system. So we're all about access. Are they able to access the court system in a way that's meaningful to them? Because we want people to be able to participate in their court case that they may have going on.